the Subway Pregame Show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Central Minnesota Christian High School here in Prinsburg. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports, and we have our first boys basketball game of the season, and should be a dandy between the Blue Jays and the Lacaparl Valley Eagles tonight. Both teams are on the floor warming up. Coming into the game, Central Minnesota Christian, they're 1-1. They had a huge game, their season opener, against the Bold Warriors. Bold beat the Blue Jays in double overtime, 84-79. And then the other night, the Blue Jays put up 95 points against Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart, beating them 95-61. The Eagles have just one game under the belt. Their season opener was last Saturday up in Morris, and they lost to the Tigers 46-37. So early on, here we are, ready for some outstanding boys basketball here in Prinsburg tonight. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Blue Jays. Number one, you're going to hear his name a lot tonight. He was a big, he's been probably starting since he was a ninth grader. He's a senior now. Ethan Boltice. He's a 6'2 forward. Jaden Dannon, a 6-foot junior forward. Number four is Drew Dunnick. Dunning's a sophomore guard at 5'11", and number 42, Braden Marcus. Marcus is a senior guard at 5'11", and number 34, a 6'4" forward junior, Ryan Harrington. The Blue Jays are coached by Ted Tatius and assisted by Travis Vanderwoody and Austin Marcus. Lacaparl Valley starting lineup tonight. Number three, a sophomore guard at 5'11", Davis Patzer. Number 11, Eli Haglund. Haglund, 6'4", junior forward. Number 23, Matthew Arndt. Arndt's a 5'11 guard, sophomore. Number 34, 6'4" forward, junior, Caden Molden. And 6'5" post player, junior, T.J. Mitchell. T.J. wears number 35. The Eagles are coached by first-year head coach Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. Once again, as I mentioned, these two teams have a good history playing each other. They always look forward to it. Last year, Central Minnesota Christian, they were 25-4. They made it to the section championship and lost in overtime to RTR 62-50. But in the section tournament last year, they beat Mineota, and they barely got by Lacaparl Valley in the section tournament, 61-57. And then they downed Dawson Boyd in the subsection last year, 61-52. Lacaparl Valley, the Eagles, they were 12-14 last year. They beat Wabasso in a section tournament in overtime. That, I remember that game in Montevideo last year. And then, of course, they lost to the Blue Jays 61-57 in section play. That was last year, but it's this year. And a lot of new players on the floor for Lacaparl Valley. A couple of Central Minnesota Christian graduated heavily, a couple outstanding players, but they got Boltice back, Marcus back, starters from last year for the Blue Jays. Take a look at the Camden Conference schedule for tonight in boys basketball. Red Rock Central's at Granite Falls to take on the Sting. Tracy Milroy Bellaton's at Adrian. RCW is at Heron Lake Okobina Fulda. Most of those games are actually non-conference. A couple games in girls basketball. Lacaparl Valley hosting Central Minnesota Christian. Tracy Milroy Ballaton at Lakeview. Ortonville is at Ashby. And Hancock's at Hillcrest Lutheran. Hancock, the defending state champions. They defeated the Mineota Vikings last year at Williams Arena in the Class A state championship. C-Squad tonight. Central Minnesota Christian beat Lacapoire Valley, the ninth grade team, 40-17. B squad, Lacapoire Valley picked up a win. Coach Joel Voorhees and the Eagle B squad, pretty impressive win. It was close at halftime. I think a three-point lead for the Eagles, and then they really poured it on, and they beat the Blue Jays 51-37. So C squad lost, B squad won. We'll see what the varsity can do against Coach Ted Tatius and the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem, and they do a prayer here at Central Minnesota Christian before the game. And so we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off between the Blue Jays and the Eagles in boys basketball right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Harland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success, so put us to work for you. Contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, and make every field count.
Another fine sports booster here on Q92 is Sanford Health in Canby. Regular wellness visits with a primary care provider at Sanford Health can lead to better overall health. Because better health care starts with a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Central Minnesota Christian High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Public address announcer, the national anthem has been played, and the prayer has been said here at Central Minnesota Christian like they do every game, before every game. And, well, the Eagles under first-year head coach Robin Rademacher out there. Talked to Robin before the game, and he was pretty happy, with, even though they picked they had a loss on Saturday up in Morris. He was pretty happy with how his boys played. So, but they're going to get a good test tonight here against a very well-coached team in Central Minnesota Christian. Ted does a fantastic job, has for many years. And once again, let's run through your starting lineups. The Blue Jays have Boltice, Donnie, Marcus, Harrington. And one, two, three, four, Dannon. I was missing one there, Dannon. Eagles start Patzer, Hegland, Arndt, Molden, and Mitchell. And we are ready to play some boys basketball here tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on klqpfm.com if you want to text a friend. Got Mr. Bramer reffing tonight and Mr. Hannon. Not sure who the third guy referee is here tonight. Keep you up to date on Lacaparl Valley. They're hosting Central Minnesota Christian. I'd like to see a boy-girl game in the same building. I wish they'd do more of that. And, you know, the Blue Jays traveled to Lacaparl girls basketball tonight. And they're just getting underway at Lacaparl Valley, and we are too. Here's the opening tip-off, and the Blue Jays get the basketball. And we are underway. Blue Jays going to my left. They're in their home black and blue uniforms. Eagles in their white away. Molden knocks the ball away. Good steal there by Caden Molden. Eagles, their first offensive possession here. Molden's going to put up a long three. The big guy smacks it down. Oh, my goodness. Caden Molden for three. And you don't see the big guy like that shooting three-pointers, but he just, it was nothing but net for Molden. Eagles lead 3-0. Now Patzer steals the ball. And the Eagles come down the floor with a 3-0 lead. And Patzer loses the ball to Boltice. Boltice had 35 points in that double overtime loss to Bolden, the season opener. That's a lot of points. In the paint, left-hand shot up and good by number 34, Ryan Harrington. Ryan Harrington gets the Blue Jays on the board, and the Eagles lead by 1 point, 3-2. Good crowd by the Lacaparl crowd tonight. And boy, there's a lot of the Central Minnesota Christian fans sitting around me and students. Molden wanted to shoot a three, now dishes it off, and it's picked off there by Harrington. Ryan Harrington's a 6'4" junior. Blue Jays with the possession, and they can take the lead with a basket here, down by a point, 3-2. Boltice wearing number one, the left wing. Eagles are in a 2-3 zone. They force the Blue Jays to shoot. Now we got a 3-second violation on the Blue Jays, and Coach Robin Rademacher jumps off his chair. He's excited. Robin is a pretty animated coach. He was the head basketball coach a number of years ago, and he's back on the bench. Played 2 minutes, and the Eagles lead 3-2 thanks to Caden Molden's three-pointer. Molden at the top of the key. Gets it over to Arndt, number 23. Good ball player. Hegland. Now Patzer. Patzer at the top of the key, right wing to Molden. Molden was going to launch a three, pulls it down. Boltice steals the ball right out of his hands, goes in for the layup, and he missed it. And a rebound there, turnaround shot, and that's no good. And another rebound, and the Blue Jays keep the basketball on three offensive rebounds. Boltice missed an easy layup. Now Patzer steals the ball, and the Eagles come down the floor with their one-point lead. Eglin Matthew Arndt. Here's Molden from way out three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebounded by Arndt. Back to Molden. Molden shot. He's pushed to the floor. Caden was going in for the layup. Got thrown to the floor. Nice rebound there. Actually, that was T.J. Mitchell with the rebound. T.J. Mitchell, number 35. Free throw by Molden is no good. Score remains 3-2. Caden Molden will get a second free throw here for Lacaparle Valley. Second free throw's up, and that hits the front of the rim. No good. Falls away. Arrington with the rebound. Blue Jays down by a point. They have the possession. Drew Dunnick stops his dribble. Patcher is all over him. Marcus, number 12, baseline, shot by Harrington, no good, rebounded there nicely by Matthew Arndt. And the Eagles come down the floor again with their one-point lead, 3-2. Davis Patzer at the top of the key. A quarterback Lacaparle Valley for most of the season because Caden Molden was injured with his hand. And then Patzer did an outstanding job at quarterback. Patzer with the ball. Here's Mitchell. And here's a three-point shot by Arndt. That falls short, and it's rebounded and thrown right in the hands of TJ. Hagelin puts the shot up, and that won't go. Boy, both teams missing some easy baskets underneath. Can't get it to fall. Score remains 3-2. Eagles remain in their 2-3 zone. They go in the paint to Boltice outside. Now to Dunnick. Marcus drives to the baseline, cut off nicely by Hagelin. Eli did a nice job there defensively. Here's Boltice for three from the baseline. That's off the rim. We got a whistle underneath. We're going to have a push. And I think they're going to call it on. Oh, Cade Molden with a push. They called it on Molden. So the Blue Jays will get the ball underneath their own basket. Down 3-2. Oh, an easy basket inside. Harrington, nobody blocked him out at all. And they threw the ball underneath the Blue Jay basket. And Harrington just caught the ball and went up for an easy shot. Hey, the Blue Jays have a 4-3 lead. Eagles with the basketball. They can retake the lead with a basket. You can hear the Blue Jay students' defense. There goes Arndt, puts up a shot, rattles in and out. Oh, my goodness. That ball was way in the cylinder, and it popped right out. That was a shot by Arndt. Boltice with a jump shot, no good. Good box out by Hagelin. Good rebound by Eli Hagelin. He's 6'4". Here's a long three by Molden again. Boltice with the rebound. Here's a fast break for the Blue Jays, and they bank it in, and they score. Number 11, Caden Demlo with a basket. And it's a three-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian, 6-3. Eagles with the possession. Passer bounces it inside to TJ. TJ fadeaway jumper. Good by TJ Mitchell. His first basket of the night. And it's 6-5, Central Minnesota Christian. 12 minutes to go here in the first half. We've played 6 minutes, and we have a 6-5 lead for the Blue Jays. They have the basketball. They go underneath, double team, and Harrington of the kind of a hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Caden Molden. Molden across midcourt for Lacaparle Valley. Left wing, it goes to Patzer. Now in the corner to Hagelin. Eagles can take the lead, retake the lead with a basket, being down by one here, 6-5. Nice pass from Patzer in the TJ. Hagelin can't catch the ball, knocked away by Boltice. He's going all the way down the floor and lays it up and in. And that's Ethan Boltice's first basket of the game, and it's an 8-5 lead for the Blue Jays. 11:15 to play in the first half. We are not using a shot clock tonight like we did in the girls' game in Minnewaska the other night. which was my first time using a shot clock. Bowling for three, missed it. Off the rim and off the backboard. Rebounded there by Marcus. Harrington, baseline jumper, nothing but net for Ryan Harrington. He's got 6 of the 10 points for Central Minnesota Christian. First substitutes coming into the game here on the next whistle stop. Passer, Davis, drives to the basket, kicks it back out to Hagelin. Hagelin from the free throw line, hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Drew Dunnick, the sophomore. Here come the Blue Jays with their 5-point lead. And Harrington kicks it out in the corner. Here's a 3-pointer by Dunnick. Good. And a big run here. A big run here is Coach Robin Rademacher wants a timeout. 13-5 Blue Jays. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be back with more Lacapaw Valley basketball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Paul Ramo back here at Central Minnesota Christian High School in Prinsburg, right along Highway 7. 13-5 the score. Coach Rademacher of the Eagles calling a timeout. Bit of a run here for the Blue Jays. So the timeout is over. Lacapaw Valley's Davis Passer, sophomore point guard with the ball. Molden kicks it in the corner. Got a number 10 on the floor now. That's Peyton Rademacher, the junior for Lacapaw Valley. TJ out to Rademacher. Rademacher looking to get it inside. Can't find anybody. Now to number 12, our first son, Shataro. Shataro shot up and good by TJ Mitchell. Oh, Shataro, excuse me. Shataro with the basket. Thought that was Shataro with the basket. And it's 13-7. Blue Jays go down low, and I think TJ Mitchell is over the back of Ryan Harrington. 13-7 the score. That's our first son, Shataro. His first basket of the night for Lacapaw Valley. Blue Jays inbound it. Oh, nice steal by Passer. Davis with the ball. Pulls up for a three. Short. Molden with the rebound to Rademacher. Rademacher's fouled. Rademacher's fouled by number 13, Braylon Rhyme. So the pace is picking up a bit here. Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Passer will get the ball. Eagles down 13-7. Inbound it to Shataro. He'll drive to the basket. One-handed floater off the back rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound, and there come the Blue Jays. Drew Dunney crossing midcourt for Central Minnesota Christian. Blue Jays lead 13-7. 8:50 to play here in the first half. Glad you're with us on Q92. Harrington allows both sides strides baseline. He's thrown to the floor. No whistle, and it's rebounded by Shataro. Here's Rademacher underneath the TJ. TJ is fouled. Might be on Harrington. It might be his second. Score remains 13-7. An update for you at Lacapaw Valley. The Eagles hosting Central Minnesota Christian in girls basketball. And the Eagles lead 9-4 about midway through the first half. Eagles Lacapara girls, one of the favorites this year in the Camden Conference. Senior-led team. Here the Eagles get the ball out of bounds underneath their own basket. They're down 13-7. They go down low to Molden. Turnaround jumper, that missed. Boy, Caden's having a tough time. Caden Molden hit a three-pointer to start the game, and he's been cold here. Now, Shitaro kicked the ball. Looks like Hegland's going to come in for Molden. Caden will get a break here. B-Squad tonight, Lacapara Valley 151-37 in B-Squad action. Blue Jays inbound it. They get it in to Marcus. Marcus with the ball, number 12. Now they swing it to the other side. The Eagles remain in a zone defense. 13-7, very low scoring. Blocked by T.J. Mitchell. Mitchell with a huge block. I think it was on Harrington. Eagles with the basketball. See if they can cut into this 13-7 lead. Rademacher, number 10 for Lacapara Valley, goes into the corner. T.J. dribbles. Here's Shitaro with a long three. That's off the iron. No good. Rebounded there by Braden Marcus of Central Minnesota Christian. Ooh, a reach-in foul there by Peyton Rademacher. And Robin not liking that call for some reason. More substitutes. Molden's back in. Number 23, Matthew Arndt, back on the floor. And Coach Ted Tatius is calling a timeout. With 7:38 to play here in the first half, it's Central Minnesota Christian 13 and Lacapara Valley 7. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on 92.1 FM, KOQP, Madison, Dawson.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
Welcome back to Central Minnesota Christian High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Blue Jays just turned the ball over to the Eagles. Blue Jays leading 13-7. Timeout over by the Blue Jays. And they came out of timeout and they threw the ball away, and the Eagles have the ball. Davis Patzer with the ball. The Eagles are down 13-7. Here's a long three-pointer. Good by Arndt. Oh, my goodness. Number 23. Matthew Arndt from way out, top of the key, and it's 13-10. Blue Jays with a shot inside by Harrington. Harrington, 8 points, 8 of 15, belong to Ryan Harrington, the 6'4" junior. And it's 15-10, Blue Jays. Lacapara Valley with the possession. They go underneath the Hagelin. Back out to Rademacher. Rademacher. Molden, Caden from the free throw line. Jump shot good by Caden Molden. 5 points for Molden. And the Eagles getting back, getting closer now, 15-12. Eagles remain in the zone. Harrington at the in the paint. Now in Rhyme. Rhyme baseline three. Off the mark. Good rebound by Caden, a big guy. got great position there, and Molden grabbed the board. Here's a long three-pointer by Patcher to tie it up. Holy cow! Davis Patcher from way out, and we are tied 15-15. Oh, nice comeback by the Eagles. They were down 13-7 just a minute ago. Here's a three-pointer by Marcus. No good. Rebounded by number 11. His shot won't go. That's Demlo, and he's fouled by an Eagle. 15-15. Matthew Arndt with the three. Patcher with the three, and we're tied 15-15. Foul was on number 10. That was Rademacher, his second. At the free throw line is Caden Demlo. His free throw is no good. Still a tie ball game. T.J. Mitchell comes in for Rademacher. Good basketball. Good boys basketball game going on here right now. 5:33 to play. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. And the tie is broken as Demlo gets the free throw. And it's 16-15, but the Eagles come down the floor. They can take the lead with a basket. Here's Hagelin. Molden. Molden for three in the lead. Oh, no good. Goes way up in the air, and a big rebound by Boltice. Boltice only 2 points here in the first half. Harrington on the baseline shot. No good. Hagelin grabs the board. Boy, he was bad. Hagelin was battling Marcus there hard. 16-15, Central Minnesota Christian. Lacapau Valley with the possession. Here's Arndt, who just hit a three-pointer. Mitchell with a short jumper, and the Eagles take the lead. T.J. Mitchell with a two-pointer, and the Eagles lead 17-16, but not for long. Harrington's at it again. His 10th point of the basket. It was just a close-in shot by Ryan Harrington, and it's back to a one-point lead for the Blue Jays. 18-17. Oh, Boltice steals the ball. He's going to go in for an easy layup. Boy, he's quick. A steal by Boltice and an easy layup, and Coach Ted Cages applauding that effort there. 20-17, Blue Jays. Here's a long three by Arndt, and it rolls off the rim. No good. It stayed up there, and it fell away. Boltice quickly down the floor. All the way across the court. The number four, Dunnick. Boltice, Dunnick for three. Missed it. Oh, a big rebound by... Oh, what a play by Ryan Harrington. Oh, my goodness. Harrington's a big boy, and he is just dominating here in the first half. 22-17. Just like that. Here's Davis for three, and he missed it. And Arndt with the rebound. Underneath shot by Arndt. Here's TJ with the shot. No good. The Eagles had three offensive shots there and couldn't get it to fall. 22-17, and TJ Mitchell is going to the free throw line for Lacapau Valley. 22-17, Blue Jays. Mitchell's free throw is good. 7 points for TJ. One of the Blue Jays has to tie his shoe. So he's doing that. Quick update. Out at Lacapau Valley, the girls basketball team leading 16-6 with 6:20 to go in the first half over the Blue Jays. And TJ Mitchell just sank both of his free throws. And it's 22-19 as we're closing out a quick first half of basketball here. 3:15 play. Central Minnesota Christian's number 11, Demlo for three from the baseline. There's another nice rebound by Mitchell. Over to Patcher. Eagles down 22-19. And tie it up with a three-pointer. Hagelin on the left wing. Molden, top of the key. Here's TJ. Davis. Patcher thinking about launching three, pulls it back down. Eagles passing the ball around the perimeter. A lot of movement here. Patcher at the top of the key. Three for the tie. Missed it. No good. And it's rebounded by Boltice. He's on a fast break with Dunnick. Miss Dunnick missed the layup. And Blue Jay came in. That was Marcus, and he was fouled underneath his basket. Stopping the clock with 2:27 to go. And it's 22-19, Central Minnesota Christian. Number 12, Braden Marcus, free throw is good. He gets on the scoreboard. That's his first points of the basketball game. Second free throw coming here by Marcus. On its way, rolls off the rim, no good. T.J. Mitchell with the rebound. Eagles down 23-19, 2:20 on the clock here in the first half. Monica's Apparel and Accessories, halftime show coming up. Patzer, Davis, running the offense. Molden will put up a three. Oh, that's no good. Hagelin with the rebound all the way out at the free throw line. Eagles keep the possession. Caden drives to the basket. Shot, no good. Rebounded by Boltice. Here's the fast break, and Hagelin recovers nicely. Here's Harrington with a shot. He knocks another one down. 14 points in the first half for the junior, Ryan Harrington of Central Minnesota Christian, making it 25-19. Eagles throw the ball away. Another turnover by La Caparo Valley. Dunnick, number four, with the ball. Eagles set up quickly on zone. Here's Boltice from the baseline. His shot won't go, and it's knocked out of bounds. No, it's saved. It's saved by the Blue Jays. They keep possession. Good hustle there. Harrington, now Patcher steals the ball underneath the basket. 1:10 on the clock. 25-19, and guess who? Another turnover. Dunnick steals the ball right back for Central Minnesota Christian. Dunnick, Harrington in the paint. Kicks Boltice. Nice pass. Score. Boltice with his third basket. 6 points. It's 27-19. 45 seconds to play in the first half. Arndt drives and he's fouled. Demlo fouling Arndt. 15 foul. So the Eagles inbound it underneath their own basket. Passer gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound it. Can't find anybody. Now got a whistle. And having some referee kicking some Central Minnesota Christian students out of the gym. Central Minnesota Christian students are right underneath the basket there, and something must have been said, and the referee just blew his whistle, and he said, "You're out of here," to one of the students cheering, and they escorted him out of the gym. Oop, I think I missed. Did I miss a free throw there? What happened? Coach Rademacher thinking that should be a technical foul on the crowd. So he's talking to the referee. Robin wanted a technical foul called. And still talking with the referee, and I think they're going to keep that. I think I missed the free throw there. I'm not sure who was at the line. 39 seconds to go. It's 27-19. And number four, Drew Dunnick, with the basketball. 30 seconds to go. Here's Dunnick for three, and another three-pointer by Dunnick. All of a sudden, a big scoring spurt here for the Blue Jays in the last 2 minutes. 13 seconds to play. Eagles with the ball, down 30-19. Molden, Patzer with the ball, 4 seconds. Patzer for three. Good by Davis. And Davis, Patzer launches a long three. And it's 30-22. At the half. Well, that was a first half, entertaining first half, that's for sure. Now the La Caparo coaches gathered around the referees, seeing if they missed a point there. I'm not sure if they did, I think they did, but it's like the scoreboard's going to stay the same. Well, we're going to go to halftime, and we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. We're at halftime. Blue Jays lead La Caprile Valley 30-22.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. La Caprile County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo in Princeburg tonight. We're at halftime. Central Minnesota Christian leading La Caprile Valley by 8 points, 30-22. Eagles jumped out to 3-2 lead. It was 3-2 for like 3-4 minutes. And back and forth we went. The Blue Jays went out to a 13-5 lead. Coach Rademacher called a timeout. And the Eagles got back into it. Actually took a lead 17-16 at one point in the first half. But then the Blue Jays went on a run there right before halftime. And they lead 30-22. Let's go through some of the scoring. for Central Minnesota Christian in the first half. Ethan Boltice, their best player they have, he actually scored 35 points against Bold in the season opener. Eagles held him to 6 points in the first half. Drew Dunnick with 2 3-pointers. He has 6 points. Marcus with a free throw. And Demlo with 3 points. And your leading scorer is the 6'4" junior forward, Ryan Harrington. Harrington with all field goals, 14 points for Harrington in the first half. For La Capone Valley in the first half, kind of balanced scoring. Coach Trotemacher is going to like to see that. Davis Patzer with 2 3-pointers. He has 6 points. Matthew Arndt with a 3-pointer. Caden Molden with 5 points. Caden started out the game with a 3-pointer. Our first son, Shataro, a 6-foot guard, junior guard, he has a bucket for 2 points. And your leading scorer is TJ Mitchell with 8 points for TJ. That's your scores for La Caparo Valley here in the first half. Let's go look at some other scores around the Camden Conference. Just a few games on the boys' side. Red Rock Central's in Granite Falls tonight, taking on Yellow Medicine East, and they're at halftime. Red Rock Central leading Yellow Medicine East 29-25. Tracy Milroy Ballatin leading Adrian Ellsworth in the first half 28-17. Girls basketball, La Caparo Valley. A good first half for the Eagles and Coach Dylan Erickson. They lead Central Minnesota Christian 35-15 at the Eagles' Nest. Tracy Milroy Ballatin closing out the first half, leading Lakeview 22-12. That in girls basketball and another halftime score in Montevideo. The other night, last week, I was up in Minnewaska, and the Eagles beat the Lakers, Minnewaska Lakers. And right now, Montevideo leading Minnewaska at the half, 23-17. Those are just some of the scores here around our area. Just want to remind everybody, our next broadcast will come Thursday. I'll be at Dawson Boyd for girls basketball. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks hosting the La Caparo Valley girls. That should be a good one. Then Friday, I'm looking forward to this one as well. A very good state-ranked Class AA team, the Montevideo Thunderhawks. They went to the state tournament last year, and they probably have one of the best players in the state of Minnesota, Avery Coonan. Avery signed a letter of intent to play college basketball at NDSU next year. She'll be at La Caparo Valley to take on a very good Eagle team. So it's going to be a great game Friday night, and you'll hear it right here on Q92. All right, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, this Friday for Fashionista Friday, I'll be at Monica's broadcasting live Fashionista Friday. We'll talk about a lot of the holiday apparel that she has. And Monica does a great job. So that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We'll come back in about 2 minutes. The Blue Jays lead the Eagles 30-22 at the half.
Monica, holidays are here. What's happening at Monica's Apparel and Accessories?
Well, they sure are, and I'm filled up. I have one whole room full of red and black, festive for the holidays. And I got a lot of new sweaters in and winter coats and boots. A lot of gift certificates available for all your shopping needs. Come on in. I have free gift wrapped. Have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel and enjoy all of the beautiful fashions that I have to offer. Come one, come all. Merry Christmas to all. I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment.
Shop Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Dawson.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, welcome back to Central Minnesota Christian High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Hey, we're going to get the second half underway. The Eagles will be going to my left here. They're down by 8 points to start the second half. 18 minutes up on the scoreboard, and here we go. The Eagles inbound it. And down the arc, quick baseline shot, no good. Tipped up and rebounded by Boltice, and he'll take the ball across midcourt for Central Minnesota Christian. That first half was kind of a bit of runs, small runs by each team. Blue Jays had the last run right before halftime. Eagles actually had a 17-16 lead at one point. Eagles remaining in their zone defense. Here's Harrington, all lead and all scores inside to Boltice. Turnaround jumper, good by Boltice. He has 8 points since a 10-point lead for Lacapara Valley, or for Central Minnesota Christian, excuse me. Good crowd on hand here by Eagle fans tonight. Here's Arndt from three from the baseline. That was way in the corner, and it bounced off the rim. No good. 32-22 the score. Eagles set up their zone defense quickly, and now stolen there by Passer. Passer with the steal. He's going to go coast to coast. Lays it up off the rim. No good. Boltice with the rebound. We're going the other way quickly. Here's Marcus. Back to Boltice. Quicks it out in the corner to Dunning. Dunning drives baseline. Jump shot. Good. Drew Dunning with 8 points. His first basket in the second half. Eagles have yet to score. 34-22. Davis Patcher running the offense here. He's a 5'11 sophomore guard. Molden at the free throw line, all alone underneath is Haglin, and he is fouled. Eli is fouled. Good pass from Caden Molden. Got to give a shout-out to my old wrestling coach sitting right below me here. Mike Bredick is in the stands along with Kip Stenner. And a nice visit with Mike Bredick, my wrestling coach from back in the day. I haven't seen Mike for a long time. Had a nice visit with him. He even bought me a bag of popcorn tonight. Eagles with the ball, passing the ball, being patient. 34-22. He made me run a lot in practice. TJ Mitchell with the ball. Here's Arndt from the top of the key. Three in and out. The ball was in the cylinder. 34-22, Blue Jays. They have possession. Boltice all alone underneath and an easy basket. Boy, the Eagles a little lax on defense there. And it's 36-22. 6-0 run here to start the second half for Central Minnesota Christian. Turnaround shot. Good. I think that was Arndt. It was. Matthew Arndt with 5 points. 36-24. Dunning, short jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Caden. Caden Molden with the ball. Quick pass underneath to Arndt. Arndt, shot, go. No, it rolled off the rim, no good. 36-24, here come the Blue Jays. Driving the baseline's demo. Now Boltice from the baseline, shot, no good. Good box out by Eglin, and Eli is fouled from behind. We will, looks like Rademacher's coming in for Arndt. Yeah, And here, Acaparral Valley will bring the ball across midcourt. Davis Panzer with the basketball. His team down 36-24. Rademacher for three, and that's good. Number 10 for Acaparral Valley, Peyton Rademacher with a three-pointer. 36-27. Can the Eagles get back in it here? Here's Demlo for three. Rolls around the rim. No good. He gets his own rebound. Puts it up and scores. Caden Demlo. What an effort there by the junior. Demlo go to the free throw line to make it a three-point play possibly with the free throw. Free throw coming. And it is a three-point play for number 11, Caden Demlo, for the Blue Jays. And it's a 12-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. Here's Hagelin at the top of the key. Hagelin to Rademacher. And Rademacher throws the ball away. He is passing the ball to T.J. Mitchell. Mitchell went one way, and the ball went the other, out of bounds. Update from Yellow Medicine East. The Sting lead Red Rock Central by 1 point, 40-39, with 12 minutes left in that basketball game. 39-27 the score here. Number 13, Prime, in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Here's Demlo, jump shot by the free throw line. No good. Caden Molden grabs the board for Acaparral Valley. Eagles down. They need a basket. Here's Hagelin. Eli drives to the basket. Stops his dribble. Looks for Caden, almost stolen by Demlo. And now it is stolen there by Rhyme. He's going in for the layup, and he missed it. And Demlo with the follow-through, he missed the shot. Goes out of bounds. And referee Bramer says it's Acaparral Valley basketball. Get an update from Acaparral Valley High School. Eagles in the second half lead 35-17, just underway in the second half against Central Minnesota Christian at Acaparral Valley. We'll see the Eagle girls Thursday at Dawson Boyd. Coach Rachel Hawkins and then the Blackjacks. Here's a three-pointer by Arndt. No good. The left-hander missed it, and we're going to have a over and back foul on Caden Molden. And we got subs coming in. 12 minutes. 12:25 to be exact to play in this basketball game. Fast moving game, actually. Not a lot of fouls. Eagles in their 2-3 zone. Blue Jays in the corner. Boltice having some trouble. Now the ball stolen by Passer. Passer with a number of steals in this ball game. Arndt for three, and he missed everything. Goes out of bounds. That was way short. And I think Matthew Arndt would want that one back. Shaking his head, a little disappointed with himself there. We're under 12 minutes to go in the ball game. Paul Ramel here in Prinsburg tonight, Central Minnesota Christian High School. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com. Boltice underneath. Blocked by Hagelin. What a block by Eli Hagelin. I don't know if you could hear that from up here. Hagelin's going to shoot a three. Missed it. And they're going to have a foul on the Blue Jays, I think. No, number 10 with a Rademacher. Or number 10, Rademacher with the push. Going for the rebound. And Coach Robin Rademacher not happy with that call. He's calling a referee over there, wants an explanation. 39-27. Blue Jays leading Acaparral Valley. Eagles have just scored 5 points here in the first half, or second half so far. Here's Harrington, partially blocked by Hagelin again, and the Blue Jays get the ball back. Here's Demlo on the right wing. Cross court, it goes to Marcus. Now carry called on Marcus, a carry called. And Coach Ted Tate just wants an explanation on that call. Both coaches getting involved with the referees here. 39-27 Blue Jays. Davis, Patzer, brings the ball slowly across midcourt. Big Blue Jay logo on the floor. Here's Arndt, top of the key. Blue Jays really have picked up the defense. Look at Hagelin go to the basket. What a nice play by Eli Hagelin. Boy, he just went right to the hole. And he's got them long legs and a couple strides, and he was to the basket just like that. And it's 39-29. Now a whistle and a foul on the Blue Jays. Might be on Harrington. So the things going Eagles' way right now. And we're going to have a timeout by Coach Ted Tatius of Central Minnesota Christian. So at 10:36 to play in the ball game, it's 39-29, a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
All right, we're back here at Central Minnesota Christian High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Timeout's over by the Blue Jays head coach, Ted Dages. 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. Let's see if the Eagles bring the ball up the floor, see if they can cut into that 10-point lead here. And they pick up their first win of the season. Here's Rademacher for three from the baseline. No good. Nice hustle by Arndt to get the rebound. Rademacher gets the ball back. TJ kicks it out to Hagelin. Here's Arndt in the corner for three, and that's good! A big three-pointer deep in the corner by Matthew Arndt. And nice job there. Oh, easy pass. Oh, they missed the shot. That was Harrington with a missed shot. Here come the Eagles, 39-32. The score. Blue Jays lead. Eagles, Matthew Arndt for three again. That's off the rim. Rademacher with the rebound, and he lost the ball. Oh, Rod Payton had a nice rebound. The ball just slipped out of his hands. Blue Jays get the ball. Harrington being guarded by Mitchell. Harrington goes underneath and scores. His first basket in the second half for Harrington. He had 14 in the first half. It's 41-32, Central Minnesota Christian. Patcher from way out, top of the key, three. No good. Boltice with a big rebound there for the Blue Jays. Harrington underneath. Hook shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Eli Hagelin. 8:49 to go in the ball game. It's 41-32. Blue Jays. Here's another three-point by Matthew Arndt. That's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And I think they're going to give it to the Eagles underneath their own basket. Rademacher comes out. Molden comes back in for the Eagles. Eagles need to go on a bit of a run here. Time starting to be their enemy as well with 8:39 to play in the ball game. Patzer inbounds it. Here's Molden. Hagelin. Eli. Outside the three-point arc. To Arndt. Arndt trying to get a screen from TJ. Now in the corner goes to Hagelin. Hagelin to TJ. Mitchell. Left wing to Arndt. Arndt drops it down low to TJ. TJ to Molden. Good defense by the Blue Jays. Molden drives to the basket, kicks it out. Arndt from way out, corner shot, baseline shot, no good. Hits the rim, goes way up into the air. Blue Jays with the possession, coming up on 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Here's Dunnick for three, no good. Another a monster rebound there by Eli Hagelin. Hagelin's going to launch a three. Good! Eli Hagelin with a three-pointer. And he's got 5 points all in the second half for Eli Hagelin. And it's 41-35. Blue Jays, Eagles need a stop here. Here's Dunnick with a shot, no good. Hagelin with another rebound. Here comes the Eagles. Here come the Eagles down the floor. Down by six. Patzer almost lost the ball. Does. Now he's fouled. Fouled there by Braylon Rhyme. Into the game now for La Caprile Valley. Our first son, Shataro. Shataro. Coming into, oh, he's got to go back. You know, he's going to inbound the ball. That's what he's going to do. Shataro with the ball. Molden. Hagelin. Eagles down 41-35. Patzer drives to the backfield, pulls it back out to Hagelin. Back to Davis in front of the Eagle bench. Coach Rademacher shouting instructions. Boy, the Blue Jay defense. There's a long three by Patzer. Good! Davis Patzer hits a three. And folks, the Eagles are back in it. 41-38. Big three-pointer by Davis Patzer with 6:40 to go in the ball game. See if the Eagles can get another stop here. Dunning. Down low they go to Harrington. He's been quiet here in the second half. Boltice with the ball, and Hagelin will foul him. Boltice driving the basket. Eli pushed him pretty good there. Yeah, Harrington led all scorers in the first half with 14. He's just got a bucket here in the second half. Blue Jays inbound it. Back to Boltice. Shot up off the glass. No good. Harrington with the rebound and put back. 18 for Harrington. 43-38. 6:20 to go in the ball game. Eagles with the basketball. Cade Molden, the big guy, goes to the basket. And a foul called on the Blue Jays. Coach Ted Page is really upset about that one. Thought they were going to call a charge on Caden. Did not. Foul, see who the foul was on the Blue Jays. And it looks like Caden Molden's going to go to the free throw. And that was Ethan Boltice's fourth personal foul. Caden's free throw is up and good. 6 points for Molden, or Caden Molden. Patzer is out. Like Allpress came in. Second free throw for Caden Molden is on its way, and it's nothing but net. So the Eagles down by three now, 43-40. We got a three-point lead, folks, for the Blue Jays. 6:08 to play. Blue Jays with the basketball. Momentum has switched to the Eagles side here. They go down to Harrington and knocked away, and the Blue Jays pick it up, and they keep the ball. Good hustle by the Eagle defense there. Almost stole the ball. 43-40. Three-point lead for Central Missile Christian. It is stolen by Allpress. Allpress with the steal. Here's TJ. Shot up. Good! TJ Mitchell. And give Allpress the credit there with the steal. And it's 43-42. Blue Jays lean by a point. And Coach Tage is calling a timeout. With 5:31 to play, what a ball game this is turning out to be. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back. Don't go away.
This is Jesse Dance, Olympic gold medalist and a 2010 graduate of Stillwater High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Central Minnesota Christian. Wow, we got a basketball game, folks. We've got a game. It's a one-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian, 43-42, and the timeout's over by Coach Tatius. Here we go with 5:25 to play in the ball game. It's the Blue Jays leading by 1 point. 43-42, and the Blue Jays have the basketball. Drew Dunnick at midcourt. Eagles playing zone defense. Dunnick kicks it out. Back to Dunnick it goes. All press all over him. Coming up on 5 minutes to play. Crowd is getting into it. Harrington back to Boltice. Goes to the basket. Scores. Ethan Boltice with 12 points. And it's 45-42. Rockefeller Valley, Davis Patzer. Patzer just hit a three-pointer to force the timeout by Coach Tages. And now Allpress traveled with the ball. Allpress is coming out, and back in is Arndt. Arndt has three-pointers in the game in a bucket. He's got 8 points. Two three-pointers, excuse me. He's got 8 points altogether. Well, the Blue Jays get back the ball. They have the possession, leading by 3 points. And Patzer almost stole the ball. Blue Jays get it back, and they put up a shot, no good. And now we got a whistle, and we're going to have a travel call on the Blue Jays. Travel call on number 13, Rhyme. So Lacapau Valley comes down the floor, down by 3 points. Cade Molden bringing the ball up the floor for the Eagles. Can the Eagles pull out a win here in Prinsburg, a very tough place to play? Blue Jays, here's TJ, and they wanted the traveling call on TJ. Here's Arndt for three in the lead. No good. Rebounded there by Harrington. Blue Jays come up the floor, leading 45-42. 3:53 to play. Clock running. This is a big possession here. The Eagles need a stop. Here's Boltice for three. Rolls in and out. No good. Eli Hagelin grabs the board. Here's Molden. Lacapau Valley down by three. Molden for three. In and out. No good. Big board there by Dunning. Dunning quickly brings the ball up the floor. He explodes to the basket. Underhanded layup. No good. And Boltice and Molden tie the ball up. Let's see who the possession belongs with. And it looks like the possession is going to belong with the Blue Jays underneath their basket. Blue Jays get the basketball underneath their basket, leading 45-42. And they bounce it in, another easy basket. That's the third time tonight that an inbound pass, nobody taking the guy breaking to the basket. And it's 47-42. Look at Hagelin go to the board. Eli scores! Nice drive by Eli Hagelin, and it's 47-44, 2:58 to go. Blue Jays, Molden steals the ball. Cade Molden with a big steal. Hey, the Eagles can tie it up with a three. Down by three. Molden underneath to T.J. Mitchell. Scores! T.J. Mitchell, and it's 47-46. 47-46 Blue Jays. Can you hear the crowd in the background? 2:30. Hagelin steals the ball! Steals the ball! And then they get it right back! Shot up and in! The number 13. My, oh my! Wow! Braylon Rhyme stole the ball back and scored, making it 49-46. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here. Just a 30-second timeout. Eli Hagelin with a great steal underneath the basket, and he passed it, I think it was to Patcher or Arndt, and one of the Blue Jays, Rhyme, just stepped in front of it right underneath the Blue Jay basket, made an easy shot for the steal and the board there by Rhyme. Whew, 2:19 left in this basketball game, 49-46 Blue Jays. T.J. Mitchell with a big basket. Nice assist from Eli Hagelin. Mitchell has 12 points. Hagelin with 7. Matthew Arndt with 8. Leading scorers, Harrington with 18 for the Blue Jays. Boltice with 12. Well, Occoquan Valley will have the basketball. They'll go the full length of the court. They're down by 3. Here we go, folks. Turn your radios up. It's going to get exciting here. Patcher across midcourt, 49-46. Here's Hagelin, top of the key. Patcher, left wing. Man-to-man defense here for the Blue Jays. 2 minutes to go, exactly 2 minutes on the clock. Patcher gets a screen. Now to Hagelin. Hagelin in front of the Eagle bench, goes to the basket, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer, and that's badly missed. Rademacher with the rebound. Peyton shoots. And missed the shot. Boltice with the rebound. A minute 38 to go. Eagles had an opportunity there. Now they got to get a stop. 1:30 on the clock. 1:30. 1:29. 1:28. 49-46. Central Minnesota Christian leading by 3 points. They have the basketball. There is no shot clock here tonight. Boltice out at midcourt. Going to run some time. They're going to run time, leading by 3. Now Boltice will put up a 3-point shot, and he rolls it in. Big basket for Central Minnesota Christian. Ethan Boltice making it 52-46 with 101 to play. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Prinsburg, Central Minnesota Christian High School. What a basketball game this has turned out to be. 52-46. Boy, the Eagles had their chances there. Just couldn't get the ball to fall. And they had a couple of turnovers. Give credit to the Blue Jay defense. They were hustling. 52-46. 1 minute and 1 second left in the ball game. Blue Jays leading. Eagles will have the ball. They'll bring it up the floor. They need some baskets, and they need them quick. Down 52-46. Here we go. Little pressure put on by the Blue Jays here. Patcher trying to get it across midcourt. We're under a minute to go. Eagles need to shoot the ball. Patcher, top of the key. Gives it to Rademacher. Rademacher stops his dribble. Now to Patcher. Blue Jay fans wanted to travel on Rademacher. Didn't get it. Eagles got to go to the basket. They need to shoot. 35 seconds. Patcher for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Harrington. Now they're going to have to foul. 30 seconds to go. Dunnick with the ball, and Hagelin fouls them with 26 seconds to play. And it's 52-46. Blue Jays That was the third team foul. So the Blue Jays will inbound the ball. The Eagles will have to foul right away, and they do. Harrington with the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul. Well, the Eagles cut it to three a couple times there in the last 2 minutes. Not over yet, 24 seconds. Now the referee going over to the scorer's table. Not sure what the deal is there, but the Blue Jays will inbound the ball on their side of the court. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Marcus inbounds it, almost stolen by Mitchell. Now they foul with 21 seconds. And I think we'll go to the free throw line now. Going to the line is number four, Drew Dunning. Drew Dunning to this line. Well, they miss this. The Eagles go down. They're going to have to launch some threes. 21 seconds in the game, 52-46. Free throws up, and it's good by Dunning. 9 points for Dunning, making it 53-46. Second free throw on its way, and that is good. So the Eagles, 21 seconds, got to get down the floor and throw up some threes. 54-46. Passer down Arndt for three, and that rolled off the rim no good with 10 seconds to go, and that might do it. Well, they're going to follow him with 6 seconds. Well, good effort by Coach Rademacher and the Eagles tonight. They're just going to fall short, but they got back in it. Like I said, the first half was kind of a game of runs, short runs, and the second half kind of the same thing. And the free throw is good by Ethan Boltice. Boltice only had 6 points in the first half. Right now he's got 16. He has 10 here in the second half. This could be a 10-point lead with the second free throw, and that's off the rim, no good. Molden with the ball. And Molden puts up a long three at the buzzer. And that's your final score. 55-46. 55-46, Central Minnesota Christian defeats Lacaparl Valley here tonight. So, the Eagles will regroup here, and we'll see who they play next. I think they've got RCW at home. So we'll take a couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this. Once again, your final score, the Blue Jays 55, Lacaparl Valley 46.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here at Central Minnesota Christian High School. Your final tonight, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays defeat Lac Parle Valley 55-46. Let's go through the scoring. First for the Blue Jays. With 2 points is Rhymes, and Caden Demlo with 6 points. Got 3 points by Marcus, 10 points by Dunnick. Ethan Boltice was held to 6 points in the first half. He ends up with 16 points. And your leading scorer is Ryan Harrington. Harrington with 18 points. He had 14 in the first half and 4 in the second half. That was your leading score for the Blue Jays. For Lac Parle Valley, some balanced scoring, actually. Davis Patzer with 9 points. Eli Hagelin with 7. Matthew Arndt with 8. Caden Molden with 7. T.J. Mitchell with 12. Our first son, Shataro with a basket with 2 points. Peyton Rademacher hit a three-pointer in the second half. He ended up with 3 points, and so 46 points for Lac Parle Valley. Eagles fall to 0-2, and they will play host RCW, I believe, on Friday, or on go to RCW. Let's see, Friday at RCW. Actually, a week from Thursday, there'll be Dawson Boyd will come to Lac Parle Valley, take on the Eagles. Central Minnesota Christian goes to 2-1 on the season, and good ball game here tonight. Really, I think one too many turnovers for Coach Rademacher. You'll probably have to address that in practice. Other scores tonight in boys basketball. We're not done yet, but it's a close one. Yellow Medicine East leads Red Rock Central 68-65. With just under a minute left in that game. And TMB was leading Adrian Ellsworth 28-27. And Lac Parle Valley girls, they were leading Central Minnesota Christian 53-30 with just 3 minutes left in that ball game. And we haven't got a final on that yet. So it looks like the Eagles will win the game. Tracy Milroy Ballatin 48, Lakeview 27, just about done with that game as well, that in girls basketball. Our next broadcast is going to come Thursday. I'll be at Dawson Boyd High School. Coach Rachel Hawkinson and the Blackjacks will host Coach Dylan Erickson and the Lac Parle Valley Eagles. Should be a good game. And then Friday, Montevideo girls, state rank, AA, best player in the state, one of the best players in the state with Avery Coonan. She'll be at Lac Parle Valley Friday night to take on the Eagles. That will be a great game to listen to. All right, that'll wrap things up. Actually, got to name a Neon Needle Subway player of the game. I'm going to give it to Ryan Harrington with his 18 points tonight for the Blue Jays. He had a great first half. And our Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, I think I'm going to go with Patzer's three-pointer there at the end that cut the lead. To 47-46 with 2:20 to play. Patzer's three-pointer from way out cut it to 1.4746. So that's our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game. That wraps up the broadcast for tonight. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio working the board and for our fine advertisers here on Q92. Once again, your final score, Central Minnesota Christian 55, Lac Parle Valley 46. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind.